Chapter 2. The letter is dead. The letter is dead. It was a strange thing for a teacher to say. By the sixth week of sixth grade, Ms. Hussey still wasn't a disappointment. She had announced on the first day of school that she had no idea what they were going to work on that year, or how. "It all depends on what we get interested in, or what gets interested in us," she had added, as if this was obvious. Calder Pillay was all ears. He had never heard a teacher admit that she didn't know what she was doing. Even better, she was excited about it. Ms. Hussey's classroom was in the middle school building at the university school, in the neighborhood known as Hyde Park. The school sat on the edge of the University of Chicago campus. John Dewey, an unusual professor, had started it a century earlier as an experiment. Dewey believed in doing, in working on relevant projects in order to learn how to think. Calder had always liked the man's appropriate name. Not all teachers at the U, as it was called, still agreed with Dewey's ideas, but Ms. Hussey obviously did. They began the year by arguing about whether writing was the most accurate way to communicate. Petra Andely, who loved to write, said it was. Kids like Calder, who hated it, said it wasn't. What about numbers? What about pictures? What about plain old talking? Ms. Hussey had told them to investigate. They took piles of books out of the library. They found out about cave art in France, about papyrus scrolls in Egypt, about Mayan petroglyphs in Mexico, and about stone tablets from the Middle East. They tried things. They made stamps out of raw potatoes and covered the walls with symbols. They invented a sign language for hands and feet. They communicated for one whole day using nothing but drawings. Now it was almost mid-October. Would they ever study regular subjects, like the other classes did? Calder didn't care. What they were doing was real exploration, real thinking, not just finding out about what a bunch of dead, famous grown-ups believed. Ms. Hussey was cool. D-E-A-D. She had written it on the board. They were talking about letters that morning because Calder had groaned about having to write a thank you note and said that it was always a waste of time. No one cared what you put in a letter. Then Ms. Hussey asked if anyone in the class had ever received a truly extraordinary letter. No one had. Ms. Hussey looked very interested. They had ended up with a strange assignment. "Let's see what we can find," Ms. Hussey began. "Ask an adult to tell you about a letter they will never forget. I'm talking about a piece of mail that changed their life. How old were they when they got it? Where were they when they opened it? Do they still have it?" Petra, like Calder, was fascinated by their new teacher. She loved Miss Hussey's questions and her long ponytail and the three rings in each ear. One earring had a small pearl dangling from a moon, another a high-heeled shoe the size of a grain of rice, another, a tiny key. Petra loved how Ms. Hussey listened carefully to the kids' ideas and didn't care about right and wrong answers. She was honest and unpredictable. She was close to perfect. Ms. Hussey suddenly clapped her hands, making Petra jump and setting the little pearl earring into orbit. "I know. Once you find a letter that changed a life, sit down and write me a letter. Write me a letter I won't be able to forget." Petra's mind was already racing. Calder pulled a pentomino piece out of his pocket. It was an L. He grinned. L for letter. This letter was definitely not dead. L was one of the simplest pentomino shapes to use. Most letters, the kind you mailed, were rectangles, he realized, just like an accurately put together pentomino solution. L was also the 12th letter in the alphabet and one of the 12 pentominoes. Today was the 12th day of October. Calder's grandmother had once told him that he breathed patterns the way other people breathed air. Calder sighed. If only thoughts didn't have to be broken down into words. Too much talk was hard to listen to, and writing, for him, was a brutal process. So much got left behind. Ms. Hussey ended the class by saying, "Got it? First find, then do. Who knows where this will take us?"